You are listening to And Press Play, written and recorded by James West. Hello all, and welcome back to And Press Play. This week I'm reviewing Down South by Tom Petty, taken from his 2006 album Highway Companion. Now, Highway Companion is the last solo album by Petty, and to be honest, it's the least good. That's not to say this is a bad album, but compared to the juggernauts of Full Moon Fever and Wildflowers, it definitely falls short. That, however, helps make up the album's charm. It's 12 songs Petty recorded because he wanted to, and they present a much slower album than what we'd experienced before. Down South is one of my favourite songs on the album, and it's got a unique, rustic charm to it. The song starts off with some guitar and synths played over a steady drum beat. The guitars and the synths play well off each other, giving an alternating mix of hard and soft sounds that settle the listener into a steady rhythm, almost providing a layer of comfort. All of these elements help conjure up a storytelling atmosphere. Meanwhile, Petty starts singing with a voice full of determination and remorse, and just a hint of nostalgia. There's a sense that this trip that the narrator is undertaking is about settling old debts and cutting all ties with the past. Indeed, the comment of, "Gonna see my daddy's mistress, buy back her forgiveness, pay off every witness," sounds rather ominous and makes the listener wonder what happened. This theme continues with the lyrics, "Sell the family headstones, drag a bag of dry bones, make good on my bank loans," all of which hint at the reasons for the narrator's trip, but never giving enough details for a complete picture. The only details the listener can ascertain from this is that this is a last trip, one last time to cut ties to the area before moving on. As we reach the chorus, there's a longing in Petty's voice as he sings, "If I come to your door, let me sleep on your floor, I'll give you all I have and a little more." There's definitely a sense of regret and a making up for a wrongdoing in these lines, though what specifically this is remains unclear. Musically, there is some percussion added at the beginning of the verse, while the instruments are turned up in the mix during the chorus to help provide some emphasis on Petty's voice. Moving into the second verse, there is a slight softening in his voice, as if he's remembering life down south and what's good about it. The first part of the verse lyrically is all about the past. He comments on "look at former mentors," while stating what life was like with being a landlord and a renter and living off Yankee winters. The second half is more about the present, with what he can do now he's back. With the lyric, "impress all the women, pretend I'm Samuel Clemens," there's a sense that because he's gone away and come back, he can create a new version of himself, a more interesting one than what was there when he left. After the chorus, we come to the final verse, which feels like a last goodbye. The first part of the verse goes, "Spanish moss down south, find the heroes of my childhood, who now can do me no good," giving the impression that, like we've discussed before, this is a final goodbye. The South and all its associated memories, he's got no plans to return. The last of three lines, "spirits cross the dead fields, mosquitoes hit the windshield, all documents remain unsealed," gives a sense of finality to the whole trip. The narrator has got what he came for and is heading back home, and these are the final things he notices. To conclude, this song is a great ode to the South, a topic that Petty had covered previously with the album Southern Accents, but here it is handled with a sense of age and grace, creating one of the best story-driven songs on the album. I specifically love how he never goes too much into the details of why he's gone back. It's just he gives enough details to hook the listener in without ever revealing the true story behind it. I will give this song a 4.3 out of 5. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you next time.